Hi, Dog Mamas. This is Dana Brigman of the Canine Coach Carolinas and a well-oiled canine. This podcast is dedicated to all things natural wellness for dogs. We'll spend time talking about nutrition, essential oils, homeopathy, and other things that you as a dog mama can implement in your own wellness journey. We also take this opportunity to remind you that this presentation is for educational purposes only. Nothing in this is intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or illness. This is not intended to replace any veterinary care. You are encouraged to discuss your own medical concerns and the individual needs of your pet with your veterinarian. So now I invite you to come, sit, and stay well as you enjoy the show. Good morning, everybody. It's Dana. I am feeling a little convicted to share this story this morning about fleas because it's a big deal. And I think there is a lot of misconception going on about the flea and tick products that we're using and how they work. I was on a call preparing a podcast yesterday, and Dr. Barb Fox brought this up, and I thought, oh, and I told her on the call, I said, we need to say this louder for the people in the back. So I say it all the time about fleas and ticks and how we can fight them naturally, but I do that typically when we're having a discussion about essential oils or vaccines. I don't think I've ever just come out and hit it head on, so that's what I wanted to do today. So your dog is probably being bitten by fleas and ticks if you do in fact use these oral or topical flea and tick products. They are not repellents. They do not keep fleas and ticks off your dog. They work to keep your dog from having a flea infestation by killing the fleas and ticks that land on your dog and bite your dog. So the flea, the tick, it has to bite your animal, draw out some blood, and the neurotoxin that's in that blood kills the flea or the tick. So now, hear what I just said and think about this for a minute. A neurotoxin is coursing through your dog's bloodstream 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, or whatever schedule you happen to be on. Some people do this only seasonally. Better. You may first react to me and say, well, it's not much. Okay. It's still a neurotoxin. And you may say, but I've never had a problem. Good. I'm glad, and I hope you never do. But it's still a neurotoxin that's going through your dog's bloodstream and staying there for 30 days at a time every time you use this product. You start to combine that neurotoxin with heartworm medication, shampoos that are potentially dangerous, vaccines, chemicals in your house, chemicals in your yard. Maybe they're not in your yard, but they're in your neighbor's yard. My neighborhood has been spraying for mosquitoes for the last 2 or 3 weeks, like 2 times a week. They're coming through with this spray and spraying the neighborhood. So we're all exposed to it in some way. But there is a compounding effect of chemicals going on in your dog's body that at some point could lead to a catastrophic event, or at least a serious or chronic illness, autoimmune disorder, allergies, all sorts of things could come into play. And my argument is, why do I want a neurotoxin in my dog at all? Okay, why don't we want that? It is probably one of the most affordable, easiest things to change as a first step into natural wellness and the reduction of chemical load that you can do for your dogs. For example, I mean, call me, message me, we'll talk about how you can probably get a couple of essential oils that will treat multiple dogs for multiple summers for under $50. You can't do that with these neurotoxins that are going in your dog. So, but I really want you to think about this. Truly think about it and understand how this is happening and really what's happening to your dog. So we talk about this a lot with, I get calls all the time, my dog has flea bite allergies, or my dog has allergies, or my dog is itching like crazy and I can't figure out why, blah, 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 right? How does your dog have a flea bite allergy if the flea preventative repelled the fleas? It doesn't. The flea and tick medications do not repel. They have to bite to die. So isn't it a better option to keep fleas and ticks off our dogs using repellents like essential oils? I think it is. That also translates into helping protect against disease like Lyme disease, right? Vets, love them, we need them. I'm not anti-vet, but do we really need the Lyme vaccine? I don't think so. Because the Lyme vaccine isn't protecting against as all the different varieties of Lyme disease that are out there. And here's the kicker. The tick has to bite the dog to transmit the Lyme disease. Flea and tick repellent, flea and tick products are not repellents. So wouldn't it be better to keep the ticks off the dog in the first place? So my point to that is, if your dog is, if you're worried about the Lyme vaccine, I'm not saying this right. If you're worried about Lyme disease, you need to repel ticks. Because once the tick has bitten your dog, you're exposed to whatever tick-borne illness that tick was carrying. But the flea and tick products that we are using, commercially prepared over the market today, are not repelling ticks. The tick is still going to bite the dog. What good has that repellent done, other than put a chemical toxin in your dog's body? Okay? So again, when somebody calls me and says, my dog has flea bite allergies, or my dog is being bitten by fleas and the skin is all erupted, why aren't we repelling the fleas and ticks? So how do you do that? I've mentioned essential oils a couple of times, but food is also a critical factor. Natural, raw, fresh foods, or even just fresh foods, we'll take a light cook on some of them. When your dog's nutrition is healthy and optimal, fleas and ticks aren't drawn to those animals that are really with healthy skin and healthy blood and healthy everything. They're just not drawn to it. Are they drawn to you? So we can work on our yards. Like, I spray my yard with cedar wood oil. I buy a big jug of it. I don't buy the best essential oil brand for spraying the yard, but I do use cedar wood oil to spray my yard. And if I need to, I'll spray the dog. So for the first year that I transitioned to a fresh food, I was really reluctant to not use a flea and tick product. Who wants fleas and ticks? Nobody. So I used essential oils pretty much every single day. The essential oils are going to naturally repel fleas and ticks from you and your animal. They do, they work. So now I'm preventing the bite in the first place. I'm preventing the landing on in the first place through food and essential oils. And that is a far, far better option. And friends, we still have people out there doing all sorts of nonsense to combat flea problems. I was on a post, somebody tagged me in a post where someone was really struggling with a flea problem for her pet. And they tagged me to give some feedback and some input talking about just this. And that thread was full of things like, use Dawn soap. Well, how often are you may need an emergency use of a flea dip, right? Maybe that's an option, but it may not be your best option. In fact, it's definitely not your best option. I was speaking with a client recently whose dog has developed a serious autoimmune disorder and has a 50-50 chance of living. And this poor dog was covered in fleas and ticks when the rescue group got her. They did a dose of Bravecto, which I want you to go look it up, read it, understand it, do not use it. It is very dangerous, and yes, it's still on the market, administered by some veterinarians. Please don't use it. Dog got Bravecto, heartworm medication, vaccines, and a flea bath all at the same time. That is a heavy, heavy chemical load. So we need to be very careful about those things. And I get it. The dog was covered in fleas and ticks. We think we gotta end that, but we need to be really smart about it. But going back to this post I was on, they're using Dawn soap, Herbal Essences shampoo, and I challenge every single one of you to go look up the ingredients in a shampoo like that. Go look up the ingredients in your own shampoo or the shampoo that you know your groomer is using on your dog. Go look up the ingredients and understand the endocrine disruptors, the carcinogens, the skin irritants, and many other things that are damaging to your dog's skin and frankly to their health. But the topper was, and this was from my hometown, somebody recommended that to manage fleas and ticks, hey, to keep them off your dog, to use motor oil. Now, most of you are going to go, well, that's stupid. Who would ever do that? Clearly, somebody's doing it. And this is people that we know, right? So we've really got to focus on education even more. But again, I know none of you are doing that. If you are, please call me and I will help you make a transition. But please understand, flea and tick products, along with many other products that we are using with our vets, I mean, sorry, with our pets, that are sold to us by veterinarians, by mega pet retailers, by boutique retailers, marketing to us every day on the TV about cute little adorable pets that don't want to be infested with fleas. We're driven to buy those products and make sure we don't have a flea infestation. The problem is, you are still getting the bite. You are still getting flea bites. You are still getting tick bites, which can transmit tick-borne illness despite the fact that you are using a flea and tick topical. Friends, there are better options. Natural, whole, real foods, good vitamins and minerals, and essential oils. Please think about it and make some changes today. This is the easiest change you can probably make to start natural wellness for your pet. Thanks for listening, everybody. This is Dana Brigman of the Canine Coach and Well-Oiled Canine. I'd love to have you be part of the team. As you are learning more about wellness and natural solutions for your own pets, please visit my website, caninecoach.dog, for a lot more information about nutrition, wellness, and behavior for your dogs. If you're interested in learning more about essential oils specifically, please visit my page, WellOiledCanine.com. And we'd love to see you in our group. It's a Facebook group called Dogs Well Oiled and Well Fed. You can find it by going to the group section of Facebook, and our name is Well Oiled Canine. We look forward to seeing you there, and I would love to help you with a wellness review or any questions that you have about full hard dog nutrition or essential oils, homeopathy, or wellness for your dogs. Thank you and have a great day.